Welcome to Young Minds Podcast. This episode is about culture. I'll introduce myself as I'm the host. My name is Miriam, I'm 15, and I was born in Nigeria, but I grew up in the UK.
My name is Oba, I am 17, and I am also from Nigeria and have grown up in the UK.
And my name is Jacob, I was born here in the UK, but I'm from Nigeria and I'm 15 years old.
My name is Hussein, I was also born in the UK, but Somali background, and I'm 19 years old.
My name's PJ, I'm 17 years old, and I was born in Jamaica.
So, the first question is, how do you feel your life differs from your parents when they were young?
Me personally, I feel like my life differs a lot. My mum, she grew up in Jamaica, which is very different from London. I feel like she didn't have as much freedom as me due to the fact that it was really dangerous in Maypen. So I feel like I've been gifted with a little bit more freedom than she has.
I also feel like my mum born and grew up in Somalia, so like it's like way different there. And even though it's like dangerous there, she didn't know like how like London is like is now, you know? I mean, she wants like learn different cultures around like because it's very different, you know, from her perspective.
I was born in Nigeria, same as my mom, so from early life, it's been kind of similar. But I think the biggest difference is social media and how it came basically right before I was born. I was born in 2005. So around 2005, when YouTube and Instagram were coming up, everyone started becoming obsessed with the internet. And when my mom was growing up, she didn't have any of that. She had books and movies and real stuff, while I grew up with like TVs and social media and stuff like that. I think that's the biggest difference anyway to me.
Yeah, I think another big difference is opportunity. And a lot of, well, on my dad's side, he was born in Nigeria, and obviously it's a developing country, so there's not really much industries you can get to here. But in somewhere like London, you can get into so many industries, and there's so much freedom, choice you can have. And it's not like the country or your parents are forcing you to do this one thing. So the pressure's not really there.
I agree. Well, another thing that I think is, I don't think it's a difference. No, it is a difference. Like in Nigeria, because I was raised in both countries, Nigeria and London. So I know how it is like in both sides. But even if I was brought up in Nigeria, I feel like it would still be kind of the same differences. Like when my mom was growing up, it was very unsafe. As Jacob said, like way back when it was very unsafe and there wasn't as many opportunities. But now that I'm in London especially, there's so many opportunities, so many things I could do. Like even this podcast, if I was in Nigeria right now, there would be no way I could do this. Like there wouldn't even be like an opportunity for me to do this. So I'm very grateful for where I am right now.
Should tradition be thrown away in modern times or honoured?
Okay, well, me personally, I think tradition should be kept, but altered to fit the times we are in now. Because some traditions, like forced marriage and stuff like that, we've learnt that it's immoral and we can't do that, you know. But other traditions like Christmas and stuff like that, stuff that actually bring people joy, I feel like we should keep that. Just keep that, because why not? Why throw it away?
Like coming from Somali background, like traditionally, yeah, some of my parents don't celebrate Christmas, and I feel like when I was born here in the UK, I mean, I think it should be like a tradition, like for us, like to celebrate and like see what it's like. And like, but you can't see like Christmas like as like a non-religious holiday. Like, see it as like a maybe like a fun holiday or maybe like that. And it seems like for like other things as well, like Easter, like you never know.
Yeah. Mm. And another thing is that I feel like there's, especially with immigrant parents, there's two ways that they could go. They could either like try and assimilate with the country they're moving into and throw away all their traditions and try and fit in with like the white people or whoever they're trying to fit in with, or they can double down on their nationality and like try and not take into consideration where they are. So I feel like if moving to another place, people should think rationally. Don't just, yeah, think rationally, and also take into consideration your children and how they would feel if you do what you do.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of traditions that a lot of ethnic countries have, whether that be in like Africa or Asia, can be very harmful as much as there are good ones. So I think it's important that as society we kind of reassess values and choose what ones should we keep and what ones need to be left in the past, because times are changing and people are getting much more woke or politically correct. So yeah, I think that's very important.
I feel as if tradition should be kept. I feel like different countries, different places, different people have different traditions, and it all makes us a little bit unique and different. So if the traditions that we keep more or less define who we are. Like, if you live in Jamaica, you're going to grow up differently to somebody who grew up in Africa because of the traditions that you were brought up with. I feel like it's good to have that sense of self where you're like just different from other people due to the way you grew up or the things around you due to tradition.
Like PJ mentioned, I do believe that tradition makes us who we are mostly. It isn't always necessary, but in a lot of cases, it usually is. And throughout history, we always notice that people don't acknowledge their tradition until they fall into times of chaos and disaster. Then they find how to cling back to their own ways. So in my opinion, it's very essential. Next question. Have you been given the opportunity to be proud of your background and show it off?
I mean, when I was at school or primary, we had this thing called International Day. And basically, they had all these types of countries. And my mum bought it, like, some, she would like from Somalia, so she was cooking all these type of rice and food. And everyone was so happy because it was very cultural. And yeah, it just felt nice.
I feel like every school should do that, because some people may not feel like they're forgetting their country, but may not feel like they talk about it enough. So I feel like every school should do that, because if my school did that, I know we would have had fun. People would have learned about other backgrounds and, you know, gotten to know other things, not be so closed-minded and just only think of the UK as, like, the country. Like, they should remember their backgrounds.
Me personally, I feel like I've had an opportunity due to the fact that where I grew up, there's a very strong Jamaican community. We listen to our type of music in our area. We eat our type of food. And there's a very strong sense of community where we get to, like, express ourselves and how it was in our country. So I feel like I've been able to have the opportunity.
Yeah, speaking for myself, I've become very proud of my country. It's not that I would reject it before, but it was something that I'd question, oh, should I wear this in case someone might make a joke or whatever. But now I've just got to a point where I'm proud of where I'm from, and anyone who tries to say anything about that is just being ignorant. And I feel like, as we said before, those international days at schools are very important, as they reduce that racial tension. So if you see someone on the street wearing a hijab, for example, you won't be like, what's that, that's something weird. It's, you know, it's a part of their faith, it's part of their religion, and it's part of who they are. So it's also a respect thing as well.
Mm. To actually answer the question, if I was proud to show off my background, in primary school, especially me being an immigrant, like, being African was so questionable. Like, people would be like, oh, you're African, or do you do this, or do you eat monkeys? Well, no one eats monkeys in Africa. People have the weirdest stereotypes and the weirdest judgments about people. I feel like, me personally, I showed it off, even though I did get some backlash. But now that people have grown up and understood that different countries do different things, and just because they don't do the same thing as you, it doesn't mean it's weird, I feel like life's getting a lot easier.
Personally, I agree with what everyone has said so far. And yes, I have been given the opportunity to be proud of my background. I do sometimes feel that people are, however, trying too much to not further stray from their background. Like, they try so hard to always be in the culture they've grown up in. And then sometimes, even the way you speak, if you actually speak with proper tenses and proper English in your sentences, you suddenly come off as sounding like another race. And that's where I see a lot of uneducated people, and I think they choose to stay that way so they don't get accused of not sounding like how they're meant to be brought up. So I feel like people should sometimes not be so codependent on their background.
Do you think the impact of hustle culture has damaged young minds?
And for the people that don't know what hustle culture is, it is the, like, new trend of having a mindset of only money. Yeah. Everything you do, you have to be an entrepreneur. You only have to make money, like, no fun in life, no 9 to 5, just money. Any opinions on that?
I feel like the idea of hustle culture is extremely damaging because I feel like it's making people not want to enjoy their lives as much. It's making people feel like they need to be extremely rich. You don't need to be rich to be content in life as long as you're making enough money to like support yourself, pay your bills, buy little things in life that are going to make you happy. That's fine.
Well, for me, I've seen on TikTok a lot of like trading and stocks and how to get a job at 15. I mean, I do want a job, but I feel like it's not essential for me at this age to have a job and be making money because I don't really have anything to pay for. People are so obsessed with making money. And yes, money does make the world go round. Without money, a lot of things won't happen. But people should enjoy their lives. It's gotten to the point where people are like neglecting relationships to get money. Like people are like, oh, what's the point in having a boyfriend if I don't have money? What's the point in doing this if I don't have money? It's just restricting so many people from doing the stuff that they love, like PJ said. I completely agree.
I feel like people, like money is not like not always important, but it does help in some ways, like beneficial. But you got to remember to yourself, you got to like work hard and just try your best at what you can do, you know? And then slowly by slowly, you can do what you can do.
Yeah, I feel like some people may say money is the root of all evil, but I feel like this whole hustle culture thing, there's like, it's a thin line because some people do get motivated to get out of their job, you know, get their life together and be like, hey, this is what I need to do. I need to provide for my family or maybe just to better, treat myself better. But I feel like even myself, I've seen some friends fall into not, you know, so good activities where they're around negative people just for the sake of saying I have money, I can get these nice clothes. And I feel like that's another thing. So we constantly put pressure on who has the nicest things. But I feel like if we release that tension, that will decrease the need to get money so much. And then people won't lose that sense of, oh, I'm, you know, our money over everything. So yeah, I feel like that's important to recognize both aspects of it.
I was going to say exactly what you said. I was going to talk about how people, especially young people, falling into the trap of doing illegal things like fraud and shotting weed and drugs and stuff just to get money, just so that they can keep up with the wealthy people and look a certain way. But another term that comes into this is like hood rich. Like when people come from like estates and blocks like me, like if you come from like the air quote ghetto and you get money, you want to show it off. You want to like let everyone know that you have money. When realistically, like the richest people in the world, you won't really see them wearing brands like that. You'll see them dressing casually because they don't want to waste their money on unnecessary things like a Versace t-shirt when they can go to Costco and get a plain white t-shirt for cheap. Like, I feel like, especially if you grew up in a poorer background, your lust for money will be so unhealthy that it can actually drive you mad and can land you up in prison.
Personally, I think hustle culture has damaged a lot of young minds. But I feel like the main problem is due to two kinds of gratification. There's instant gratification and then there's delayed gratification. Obviously, instant gratification feels much better and it comes quicker. But that usually comes with a price, laziness and contempt. So a lot of people, instead of going for long-term gratification, which takes longer but does feel better, they go for instant gratification and all of their decisions aren't always logically thought out. And they become obsessed with trying to find the easiest way to get something done, which isn't always the best decision to make.
How do you feel the people around you, including social media, affect the things that you like and do on a day-to-day basis?
This is my favorite question because even if people say, oh, social media doesn't affect you, it really does. Social media is everywhere, as I said before. We're the first generation to actually grow up in the social media age with the internet and also all sorts. Like simple things like going on Instagram, you see a t-shirt you like. If you never went on Instagram, you would have never seen that t-shirt and now you want it. It's not a bad thing, but it still impacts the way we think and what we want to do. And also, this also ties into the hustle culture as well, because without social media, I feel like no one would know, like people growing up with not as much money, they wouldn't know how the other side lives as much. They wouldn't want to try and reach their level. They wouldn't want to try and get as much money and become obsessed and stuff like that.
Yeah, straying away from like the richness is about as well, popularity. A lot of people on social media will just, you know, do these random bad, sometimes even bad things just for, you know, some likes, some followers. you know, for, you know, famosity. And I just feel like a lot of that comes from insecurity, the place where you feel like that you aren't worth as much. So you have to rely on other people telling you, oh, what you're doing is good, even though it's not, just to give you that gratification in yourself. And I feel like social media is the biggest factor in that. And sometimes I kind of envy the older generations where there wasn't this thing where it would make you do a lot of ridiculous stuff.
Personally, I feel like it has affected me in a positive way. Social media has a lot of content and there's a lot of things that I wouldn't have known about, stuff that I wouldn't have reached. And I'm a very creative person, so being able to see a lot of other people's art, stuff people are doing, it inspires me a lot. So I feel like altogether, it's a good thing.
I feel like social media has its like positives and negatives to it. So like the pros and cons, but like it depends. Like the people out there, like who, like for example, like gloat about social media, and the people like go around posting like of what he said before. Like the people out there who saying like, for example, they can post like things like, oh, look at this and that, and they're like being glory about it. But it didn't like you got. It didn't mean like you got not. Not sure that, like, you know? And they just feel, like, lonely and depressed because of it, you know?
I think social media is a lot like money. It amplifies who you are and what you can learn. And also the freedom, just like money can do, if used properly. Social media itself isn't necessarily bad. It's just how people choose to use it. Because at the end of the day, you can block a lot of the stuff you see and you can give your mind peace. Or you can choose to further indulge in the bad stuff of the internet and continue to poison yourself. So I feel like it's just about collective responsibility and we owe it to ourselves to find the benefits rather than the negatives.
Well, this question could be asked to anyone and any generation because as humans, we learn from other people, we learn from other things, we learn from everything, to be honest. So the social media aspect, I feel like even without social media, we'd be influenced by other people. If we walk down the street, we'd see someone with nice clothes, ask where they got it from, we'll still get it. So social media, yeah, it impacts us a lot more than it would have if we didn't have it. I mean, it impacts us a lot, but even if we didn't have it, we would still be looking for others' gratification. We'll still be looking to try and fit in with the rest and think like the rest of the people in the world. So
yeah, just to finish off, I think it's also important to recognize the benefits of it. A lot of, you know, young people are given opportunities because of social media. You know, they can promote their songs, their pieces of art, their literature on social media, and because of that and how many people use it, it boosts that as well. And also making friends, you can make a lot of friends on social media that even though if you never meet them in real life, they can even be, you can have a stronger bond with them than some of your friends that you see in real life anyway. Yeah, and I feel like that's also important to recognize, especially with society becoming much more aware of things such as mental health.
Yeah. Just to add to that, there's so much negative stigma around social media and people just forget about the positive sides of it. But yeah. The last question is, how could we make the world a more accepting place for people with different cultures?
I personally feel like it's perfectly fine to try and teach others of different cultures, but at the same time, we shouldn't force them to learn. We should rather give them the option to have an open mind and choose to learn. For example, Black History Month, which is very good to learn about, a lot of the times people are taken out of lessons and taken into assembly, for example, to learn about them. But I feel like those types of people, you should give them the chance to come. And if they want to, then they can come listen. And if not, they can stay in the class, for example. I feel like when we force people to try and learn about something they're not necessarily interested in yet, they'll develop a lot of bias because they were forced into it. People should be given the opportunity to learn as they please rather than being forced to learn.
I mean, I somewhat agree with you, but that can lead to a lot of ignorance and stupidity from people. For example, in my school, we never really focused on Black History Month until I was in year 10. So a lot of the younger years, they were saying the N-word, they were calling people different slurs and saying, oh, I didn't know what it meant. But I feel like if they were just educated on it, they would know better, they would know not to say it. And also giving people the option to learn something, certain things you kind of have to learn. Like if a teacher came up to me and said, oh, in your break time, you can come and learn about this, I'd rather go and eat pizza with my friends than go and learn about it. If we're given a time of day where we're not missing anything important and we can actually learn about something, I feel like that'd be weird, but especially in school, because children can be very mean when ignorant. So, yeah.
Yeah, going back to what Oba said, I think sometimes being forceful with subjects like this is necessary, because this isn't just it doesn't matter subject. This is a subject that really has a lot of people's lives dependent on it. You know, there's many attacks where people have been killed just because of their race, their religion, whatever. And I feel like if we teach children about this from young, when they grow old, they won't have this stigma around it where it's like, what's this? Why are you wearing that? It's disgusting. And like Miriam said, I've been racially abused a lot. You know, I've heard little kids say the N-word and many other words, and I feel like it's just ignorance and a lack of knowledge and a lack of teaching that has led to that.
I feel like we should not force anyone for their culture and their history. I mean, we should like learn and be patient with it. For example, like there are people who can like learn about religion, culture, for example, like Islam is where my parents are. But like there's so many facts about Islam and people get sometimes wrong about it. And if they take the time and patience, maybe we can learn about each type of culture, religion, etc. That's also what's important.
I feel like there's not much that we can do, because right now there's a lot of progressive changes to the world, like all the protests that are happening and social media's exposing more and more people to different cultures and different ideas and stuff like that. I feel like if you continue going in the direction we're going right now, in 20 years' time, the world will be way better, more accepting. People would know about other cultures and be more respectful towards them. Thank you, everyone, for joining our Young Minds podcast today. Today's podcast was brought to you by the Young Minds of Islington, Lift Youth Club, and Islington's 11 by 11 program.
And make sure you tune in for next time's Young Minds podcast in the series Music Cast.